Government has been commended for prioritizing agriculture, particularly through increased budget allocation to the sector. The commendation was given by Send Ghana on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point. The country director of Send Ghana, George Osebimpe, however, raised issues with how the allocation to the sector is disbursed. Mr. Bimpe insisted that government's goodwill for the sector will not be recognized if proper steps are not taken in the disbursement of funds in the sector.
What is happening is that in terms of the investment and going by the Maputo framework, government has done well, and we need to commend government because we are saying that they have achieved about 11.7%, at least the last year, 11.7% of national budgetary resources are going into agriculture. But there is a bit but, because what we have seen is that of that huge sums of money, almost 60% is going into personal emolument. So we realize that we haven't made any substantial change in terms of always making sure that the money goes into paying salaries and so on and so forth. So the actual investment that is supposed to benefit the farmer, if you may call it underground benefit to farmer, is not happening. Then we have taken certain programs that are ongoing, the Youth in Agriculture Program, the Root and Tuber Program, the Northern Development Program, to also look at who is benefiting and what are the gender implications and so on and so forth. What is coming out is that in terms, for example, if you take a program like the Youth in Agriculture Program, we notice that we are missing the point. We are missing the point in terms of not being able to attract young people. How can somebody who is 64, for example, call himself a youth, and that person is a beneficiary of this program? If you look at the gender dimension of it, you notice that in all these programs, between, depending on the district, a particular district, between 65 to 80, or sometimes 90% of beneficiaries are men. One major disconnect that you find is the way some of the district assemblies also do their budget planning.